For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen.
Give attention to my words.
Give the Lord a mighty shout. Is that a shout or whispering? I said, is that a shout or whispering? Wow. I think this was a very necessary charging. I felt like my battery was being recharged. Hey. I said tonight there will be factory resettings. God is going to update some iOSs in our lives. You are now going to receive new apps that are going to take you higher and higher in this life. You may be seated for a few seconds. It is now time for the word of God. Oh, I thought somebody would be so... Wow, what a blessing. And what a blessing it is to have my friend of many, many, many years, Reverend Dr. Kweju Boateng Bempa. When the Bible says there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, you get to meet a few of them in your lifetime. Pray that God will give you friends who become closer than a brother. Some of you, all you know is just your own siblings. You don't know how to relate with anybody else, or how you used to relate to your schoolmates in secondary school. Since you left school, you don't know how to relate with anybody again. But I thank God for the life of this great man of God. And since I came to know him, related with him, I see a dimension of ministry which is beautiful. One of my very early shocks was the way his church, during a weekday service, is like a major international convention, the opening day of a major international convention. If you go there on a Tuesday, you'll be aghast. You'll be flabbergasted. You'll be blown away. The crowd, the atmosphere, the anointing, the ambience, the beauty of the interior, the beauty of the floor. The carpet is not just a carpet that is just a carpet. It's a carpet. Yes, very beautiful, very nice. Lights, screens, keyboards, instruments, human beings. See, when I go to the church, you see that the front line from the one end to end, you see human beings, like members who are human beings. Yeah. Meaty members. Yes. I mean, I'm not saying you're not a human being, but I'm telling you that you see human beings, and they are very well dressed too, and into the dressing, there is the human being. Oh, God will turn you into a nice human being. You will be a proper representation of what a proper human being is. Yes. Have you not heard a statement before that with your Oyenipa? It's like he's a real representative of what humanity is supposed to be. And then you meet some people and you wonder that, Jesus, I've met the devil incarnate. And the church is so nice, air conditioned. It was from his church that I got the anointing and the grace to do this type of air condition that today we are enjoying. And when the idea came to my head, because the heat was rising in the city. Hey, like by now, the amount of fans, personal fans that are floating in the atmosphere, you can't even count them. But now, there are people that in a few minutes, because we're shouting, you feel that you are cool. But only a change, I want better. Yes. But I know that in the midst of the cold, the fire of the word will also be firing you up. Oh yes. And I'm so happy that God made me come to him. I've seen dimensions how ministry is done. I'm always learning when I go there. And one day I went to his church. The chair he was sitting on was the same chair that everybody was sitting on. So when I finished preaching, I told them that, me, they don't change the chair he's sitting on, I won't preach here again. I think I spoke too quickly. So by the next day when I came, they have brought two executive chairs, like thrones, into the church. And he told me that one is for me. So every time I go to the church, I have a special chair. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much for making me so special in your church. I walk into the church freely. I can stay there till midnight and over midnight. When I'm with him, the fellowship is sweeter. It's so nice and so sweet. We talk about ministry things. Sharpening iron, sharpening iron. Our favorite fellowship time is over yam and pork. Yes. Yes. With hot pepper. Yes. One day he was ministering somebody's church in the area, somewhere in this area. He told me that, after I'll come, I'll pass by. And I said, the usual staff will be ready. So when he came, it was almost midnight. Oh, yes. And we grilled some pork and fried some yam with gum black pepper. We fellowship till about 2 a.m. Yeah. You don't have any friend that you have such relationship. And it doesn't enrich you. What you don't know is that concern, it drains you. Drains your spiritual battery. By the time you finish, you don't know why you are not happy. And concern no does. And at this one's wife has done this. And at this one's husband has done this. And at this one's beloved. Even these people cry, they don't look happy. Even though they are in a relationship. They say they are going to marry. But the other day when I saw them, I felt that no. This marriage, you know, if they go inside. The girl doesn't want to marry. But the boy is forcing the thing. And konkonsan kwa and found kosi bebia na jai sadia no jai sa. Tell the nearest sister, because a man in a yes idea no, tell the nearest sister that jai sa ye jai sa opesadodo. O chest flat, o toe flat, and I would think konkonsan say I'm not impressed with you at all. You have to change your ways so that God can have mercy on you. And I'm so happy that, I mean, normally it's at the end of the year that I bring him. But I learned from him. I think I've been now to his church for faith convention maybe 5, 6, 7 years. Every year he has faith convention. And I am the first speaker of the convention. Oh, yes. And I thought to myself that I'm going to copy that thing. Because this faith convention or Ebuama church, miracles, back prosperity, boom. I mean, do you understand? And this year is your year of prosperity. This is your year of abundance. This is the year you will drive a car for the first time. This is the year you will turn a key to a house of your own. This is the year. This year, I see about 17 people with new passports with the only one visa in it. There is no stamp of departure and embarkation because you have never traveled before. But this year, this is the year you will sit on an aeroplane. Abba. And in order to walk in these blessings, it is by faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, Message Bible. Hebrews 11 verse 1, Message Bible. He says, the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. This thing that we are calling faith, it is a fundamental fact of existence. Yes, it's a fundamental, means that just elementary school, primary school, basic education, just everybody knows it, everybody understands it. And this fact is that trust in God, this thing that we are calling faith, is the same as trust in God. He says it is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. Oh yes, faith is the is the foundation under. If you are going to marry, it's because of faith. Yes, if you are going to be healed, it's because of your faith. If you travel abroad, it's because of your faith. If you get a better job so that they pay you dollars and Ghana cedis together at the same time, it's because of your faith. Because Jesus always told the people, by faith, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has saved you. By faith, because of your faith, oh, great is your faith. Oh, I have not seen such faith. No, not in Israel. Your faith has, because of your faith, be healed. Because of your faith, your eyes are open. By faith, Jesus always told the people, because it is the foundation under everything that makes life worth living. Jack, unyaka papa na uchiya waho. Jesus, it makes life worth living. Unya girl, nice girl, be now nenenam na oya weyere suaho di ametre no. Oh, it makes life worth living. Mama muni yere mo bre ati. I say, brothers who don't have wives, you are struggling. And those who have wives, if your marriage is going to be sweeter and honeymoon every day, it is because of your faith. The foundation for everything that makes life worth living. And so tonight, I have brought a man of faith and power. Oh yes. He is like a spiritual surgeon or doctor who is going to inject you with some kind of faith serum. By the time we finish, by this time tomorrow, when you are walking in town, people will not know why your eyes are moving to and fro and why you are walking so confidently, because an injection of faith has come into your life. You will never be the same again. Oh, businesses are going to work. Oh, businesses are going to shoot up. I tell you, somebody said you will not marry. I declare to you, because of this faith convention, you will marry. Somebody said you will not have children. You will have children. Don't mind anybody. You will have children. Oh, yes. I am a grandfather of twins. And just this Friday, I added another granddaughter So I'm a grandfather of a daughter, a single daughter, and twins. So I lift my hand over your life and I decree, receive twins. Receive twins. There should be twins in your house. My one of my members visited me today. I saw that she was full. I said, hey, is it from Yes. She said, no. I said, Bishop, I'm full. I said, is it from Acheke? She said, no, it's not from Acheke. Yeah. And he said, they are two. He said, they are two. I said, twins! I said, join the group, join the family. In this faith convention, you will have twins, twin children, twin cars. Some of you, when the blessing of a car is coming, it will be coming double. Yay! I don't know who I'm referring to, but somebody, when you are going to travel abroad, it will be twin cities. You go to London, after that you go to Germany. It will be twin blessings. I say, you will see that your flight is not only one destination. Oh, it's twins. And so with Jesus' joy, please, I am not a preacher. I am making a way for the preacher to come. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are as excited as I am, Oh my God! Jesus! Oh my God!
Hallelujah!
I told you, Santa, let the bishop complete the message, because he has already started. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe that, you know, some people, they feel that, like, as bishop is making these declarations, this is how angels move and they drop things for people. And I believe that tonight's service, first session has already taken place. That car, you will drive it this year. Now, this is the month of March. Somebody has already received 3 cars as a gift. Why is it that you, even a mobile phone, you don't have? May your faith be activated. May your faith shift you from one lower level to a higher level. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank God for a convention where we teach about faith. Now, one of the things you have to understand that every ministry has an emphasis. Listen, every ministry has an emphasis, but no one ministry is complete. And so, there are days we speak about soul winning, but there are days where the soul winner must prosper so he sows, he can help them. So, it is not out of place. Somebody says the love of money is the root of all evil, but the lack of money is the branch of all evil. When you don't have it, you will steal, you will do so. You are branching into more evil. And so whatever Bishop has prophesied, it has started right now. You won't get home tonight by 12 midnight. Your Momo account will be speaking. Your bank account will be speaking. It will be dancing. It will be moving. Wait. Amen. So we want to thank God for this faith convention. I want you to take your seat. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, you were saying that after some time, the place will become cold. I'm already freezing already. As I'm sitting down, I'm doing like this. And I'm saying, hey, is this place power that I stand into? Whatever. How the heat? So, you can already see faith working in this place. And so everybody here going through any type of heat, when you look up and you see the balloons, it means soon and very soon, the heat will turn into an air-conditioned atmosphere. Glory to God. Now tonight we want to be looking at the title of my message is Mountains Move When Faith Is Activated. Mountains move when faith is activated. Faith does not come by any means, but by hearing. So let's hear. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. The last statement, nothing. We need to take it as it is written. Nothing shall be impossible. Not unto them, unto you. Unto you. Which means that make sure that by the time this convention is over, you have built a personal faith. This is the reason why you can drop somebody somewhere and then you turn the wilderness into an Eden. And you drop somebody in Eden and he turns Eden into wilderness. Faith. Mark 11:23. Nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. But very, very, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That's another fundamental law of faith, your confession. What you say is what you have. What you say is what you have. So you need to be able to function by speaking faith. By speaking faith, he shall have whatsoever he says. So don't say, I am sick, even if you are. Because what you are looking for is not sickness, you are looking for healing. So when you say I'm sick, you are bringing yourself into a state where you are not expecting. That's not what you want to be. So even though you feel sick, you don't say, I am sick. As for this sickness, my mother's sickness, it's our family sickness. Your family has no sickness. It's the devil's sickness. You should be able to boldly say, you know, some people, they confess poverty because they want to acclimatize. They want to say, no, some of us are not. And don't allow the political landscape to shape your confession. Nothing destroys a man than the words that come out of his mouth. For a closed mouth is equal to a closed destiny. And so if you open your mouth, then you must open your mouth and speak what you are believing God for. Don't speak what you are going through or what you are not expecting. Speak what you are believing God for. For he shall have whatsoever he said. So you stand there and you declare, I am victorious. I am a winner. I am prosperous. Sometimes I'm speaking in a place and I look at the faces of the people and I know what I'm saying. They don't believe. But I still say it. Like this afternoon, we were doing some whatever and I said to them that I am dangerously blessed. You see? When the man makes that kind of statement, it doesn't matter the way you judge him. He will one day become what he's saying. So in faith, we don't become before we say it. We say it before we become. We say it before we become. But you see, many people cannot speak faith. Oh, what would the people think about? I'm not thinking about what you are thinking about me. I'm thinking about what God is thinking about me. And my thoughts are not your thoughts. Everybody here, God thinks good about you. Like Bishop is saying, God wants you to live well. God wants you to marry well. God wants you to drive a nice car. But does your mouth synchronize with what God is thinking about you? Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they agree? There is no poverty in heaven. So when you say I'm broke, I'm poor, you are sounding some language, you are speaking some language that heaven does not understand. But when you say I am blessed, heaven says, oh, truly you shall be blessed. When you say I'm lifted, it says truly you shall be lifted. You are speaking the language that God understands. He shall have whatsoever he says. After this convention, you will have whatsoever you say. Don't say, this sickness will take me to the grave. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. He shall have whatsoever he says. I am blessed. I am lifted. I am excited. I am enlarged. So the first thing a man of faith needs is to do surgery in his mouth. Your mouth needs a surgical operation. You know, some people say, oh, I said it in my bathroom, I was joking. There is no joke like that. There is no joke like that. He shall have whatsoever he says. Whatsoever. 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 So a man of faith must learn how to speak according to the word of God. Now many years ago, a friend of mine died a very painful death. What was it? He was about to marry. It was 2 weeks for him to marry. His father was a rich man in Kumasi. The father had died. And they just shared the man's estate. And he got a big mansion. Big mansion. Those days, among those friends, he's the one who used to buy gobe for people to eat in the afternoon. And at that time, he has been employed in KLM. So it's like, among the friends, he's the Obo man that is controlling everything. And then 2 weeks before the wedding, the lady used to work at airport here. Somebody built a factory in Sunyani. So a group of friends, I wasn't there, a group of friends had to go to Sunyani to dedicate this factory. One friend was driving. That guy, his house is just here. He was driving. Another one was here. This guy was sitting in the middle seat at the back. 2 weeks before marriage. A very powerful, nice BMW. So we sped off with some other popular prophets in town. Whilst they were going, this our friend, whose father has left him big estate, he said, as we are going, if something happens, and I never get married to enjoy marriage, and I see Jesus, I will ask him plenty of questions. Now, when he said the first one, nobody told him to shut up. So they were driving. And then he said it again. As we are going, in case we have accidents, he said, pastor, in case something happens and I never get married, I will ask Jesus plenty of questions. Nobody said shut up. When he mentioned it the third time, the BM just hit something, boom, and started some assaulting. Somersaulting, and then it turned the tires up. 5 people in the BMW, driver, the one at the front, he is sitting in the middle. Here, somebody said in the middle. So they call ambulance to come and pick them.
He was the only one that broke his spinal cord, sitting in the middle. What about those here? Because if the car is tumbling like that, it has to first affect those. They lifted him with an ambulance, brought him to 37. He died. That's one of the most painful death that ever happened amongst our friends. But I will never forget a man of faith making negative confession. As well, and he never got to marry the lady. He never got to marry. So, this is just a joke. There's no joke like that. He shall have whatsoever he said. Somebody gave you food, the food is sweet. He said, "You need to come Abba." How do you convert good food into death? You need to eat the two man. You'll be dead before you. You see, so this is why many people's faith are not working. They just say things anyhow, and start from here. He shall have whatsoever he says. So you want to prosper. Why don't you start speaking prosperity? Even though today you came with Okada, don't mind Okada. You said one day you see Bishop Edika, you pointed at and professor. You said by the time my own come, it will be the latest of this time. One day. No, listen. Faith is a law and it works everywhere. It's a law. So the Bible talks about the law of faith. Don't play games. Don't play games. Don't play games. And no matter where you are, you can be coming from Ochimbom Bishop. If you can put a loss of faith to work, I tell you, soon and very soon, you become a testimony in your generation. Soon and very soon, you will become a testimony. You know, I used to watch the man of God, Kenneth Copeland, and they shared testimonies about him. Copeland has done this, Copeland has done that. I said, I will have to see this man one day. One day. So in August, I went to Texas just to go and look for the man. When I got there, Mighty Conference, JC Duplantis, every faith giant was there. So I spoke to the guy that I want to see him. The guy said, it's not possible. I saw a Nigerian lady, he says that, oh, he works in the office. Said, man of God, it's not possible to see Papa Copeland. I said, me? I come here. It's possible. It's possible. That's why I came. I will not return. The word will not return void. It's possible. So first day, I didn't mind them. So the next day I came, and then I saw one of the guys, and I said to him, listen, I came all the way from Africa. I want to see Papa Copeland. The guy looked at my face. He said, okay, I will talk to his PA if it is possible. At least I'm moving one. Somebody say it's not possible at all. I push somebody, say, I will talk. I say, go and talk to him. It's possible. He came back in the evening. He said, man of God, tomorrow night when you come sit here, we will come and look for you. I've moved another step closer. You will get pregnant too. Forget about all that the doctors are saying. The doctors are not the baby maker. Jesus is the baby maker. Psalm 127. Children are heritage of the Lord, not qualibu. They can give you 1 billion reasons why it's not going to happen. If you have faith like a mustard seed, not plenty, faith is faith. It's going to happen. The next day the guy came, he said, they say not tonight, tomorrow morning. So that's why tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow midnight, I'm here. The guy came again. He said, you will stand here. Before I opened my eye, they didn't take me to anywhere. They took me to his prayer room. My God. He said, stand here. The man was on the altar. As soon as he finished, no, I'm the only one standing there. He came straight to the, he saw me say, hey, money, money, man. And he began to prop. The man didn't ask me, where are you coming from? Once I've gained access to that prayer room, today I came to prophesy. Wherever they say you cannot go, tell yourself, I'm going to be there. I don't care what anybody says, for he shall have whatsoever he says. This year you will drive that car, you will travel that journey, you will marry that man. There is a lady here, there is somebody in the church you like, but right now the person has a fiancé. But listen, fiancé is not marriage. Your faith should be able to be stronger like that. Until the day they come to the altar. It's a pro bono for everybody. Just stay in your corner and begin to pray. Oh Lord, you said this is my husband. Oh Lord, you said, before you see, I declare after this convention, your faith will work. Your faith will work. Your faith will work. Your faith will work. Look at your neighbor and say, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. Wow. So now, faith of a small person in a big God will do big things. Mountains move when faith is activated. What is a mountain? Number one, a mountain depicts or represents anything difficult. Anything humanly impossible is a mountain. A mountain depicts something humongous. It can be a difficult course or exam you are trying and it's not working. It can be a sickness causing pain. It can be an unmet need. You have a need. You are trying to meet it. It has become a mountain. It can be a serious spiritual battle. A mountain can be a big vision or dream that you are trying to accomplish. And the economy of Ghana is saying it's not possible. I came to tell you, according to the economy of heaven, it is possible. A mountain can be a barrier or resistance. Something resisting you to your next level. A mountain can be a big uncompleted project. Wow. A mountain can be a family limitation or a curse. A mountain can be a delayed expectation. A delayed expectation. And those of you who are around this prophetic word, where things are delaying, in the month of March, you are moving forward, marching forward to see your expectation come to pass. A mountain can be the salvation of a stubborn friend or a family member who doesn't want to get born again. A mountain can be an unchanging circumstance. Whosoever shall say an unchanging circumstance. A mountain can be a certain amount of money when they mention it. You say, from my background, this type of money is not possible. But all things are possible to him that believes. All the things that look unrealistic to you, for now, represent a mountain. All you need is faith in his word. The Bible says, whosoever is born of God, 1 John 5:4, overcometh the world. Everything in the world, sickness, poverty, whatever, he overcometh the world. And this is the victory. Not your certificate. This is the victory. Not the height of your body. This is the victory. Not your background in the village, the language they speak. This is the victory. Even our faith. So you see, somebody with long legs walking by the roadside, and somebody with short legs, he needs a pillow to sit on the chair. He's sitting on the pillow driving a car. He can't see in front of the windscreen. The one with the long legs is angry. Abba. The problem is you can't hear any petty or take him out. You cry, it's not about the length of your legs. It's about the strength of your faith.
I tell you. Sometimes you look into the church, you see ladies who are fearfully made getting married, and the wonderfully made ones are there. The fearfully made ones are getting married because they depend on God. And the wonderfully made ones are saying, I'm beautiful, look at my nose, look at my hair. This is the victory that overcomes the world. It's not the structure of their face. It's not the bum shape. It's not the size of their breast. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. So your faith is what gives you the victory.
Amen.
Your faith. Your faith. Your faith. A young guy came to tell, he heard me teaching. I said, tomorrow, God is going to give miracle jobs. He caught the word. He woke up the next day, dressed nicely, went to a factory, and he saw the HR manager. That young guy, he just walked. He said, madam, good morning. My pastor said there is a job here for me. Ah. So the woman said, ah, who is your pastor? Who is your pastor? He said, my pastor said there is a job here for me. You know what happened? The woman said, hey, young man, we don't play games here. But when the guy started going, the woman was afraid. Said, ah, I've not heard this type of statement. He said, hey, young man, come back. Come back. He said, did you bring CV? Not? He said, I will write the letter for you myself. He said, when the manager comes, tell the manager, you are my cousin. The guy was employed same day. Same day. Ask your friend, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Don't complain. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? Where is your faith? My pastor said there is a job here for me, my God. Ay, 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 ay. Another person will say, according to the economic indices, according to the state of the nation address, my friend. Now, how can I address no more reading? No, can one? You think you are just reading something to make you happy? Thank God. Last week I was in Angola. I asked the man. He said, how much money do you need to fill this, your four-wheel drive? He said, $15. I said, what? $15? Like 200 Ghana cedi. Angola fuel. I say my own. I just look at the guys like that. They say, if you man of God, that one cry, we are fighting that it is too much. I say, hey, can we exchange presidents? I ask him. I say, give us your own. We will give you our own. Life. Life is not what it is. They say, my own, $2,500 to $3,000. $15! You are complaining? Everybody living in Ghana is a magician, my God. He's a magician. You don't have faith, you must have one. This type of economy, you don't have faith, you must have one. Tell your friend, you must have one. Oh. Because of where you live, faith is a must. Faith is a must. Faith is a must. Faith is a must. Many of you, when you check your salary, by normal calculation, it do with the one who finished. But how have you survived up till now, my God? Hey. Tell your friend, faith. Fearing God. Fearing God. I see mountains moving. I see mountains shifting. Now, for you to have the type of faith that moves mountains, your faith must be in four places. Number one, faith in God. Mark 11:22. Faith in God. Faith in God. Jesus said, have faith in God. How did you count this tree? And the tree with it. He said, have faith in God. In other words, have faith that with God all things are possible. Number two, faith in God's power. You know, many believe God, but they don't believe his power. That's why they challenge miracles. Oh, whatever. Well, these things people are saying is not true. Miracle money, whatever. It's not. That's why you don't need a miracle.
If you are, if you see, sometimes you are preaching about healing, all these healing times are over. Let some sickness catch you. And let the doctor say, this sickness has no cure. And the doctor himself will say, sister, you need a miracle. If you don't have a church, go and find one. They will teach you faith. They will teach you faith. Faith in God. People, I believe God, I believe God. Okay, next level, faith in His power. You must believe that God has power that nobody can compare. The power of God is tangible. I was in Miami 3 weeks ago talking to apostle, and then, now listen, a young person who used to be a drug cartel, cocaine, whatever, became born again. And then he's been taught to believe God. Now the money is not flowing like before. You know those. So one day he went into a shop to buy Coca-Cola. Once he was buying the Coca-Cola, the army came there to arrest the people who looked like cartel. And he looked like one. So he said, Lord, I've been born again. I stopped doing drugs for some time. If they arrest me and they bring me to the people, because I've done it before. But he said, I believe they say you have power. If you have power, Lord, I believe you, prove it. He was in the washroom weeing when the people came. So he closed his eye. Father, if you have power, prove it. He had opened your eye. When he opened his eyes, he was standing in front of his door in the house. From the beer bar. We call it the miracle of translocation. God will translocate somebody from one place to another. Somebody say faith in the power. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, we are all pastors, but one thing I've tried to tell myself is that this thing, all things are possible. It's true. It's not a game. Miracle of translocation. He changed location. He disappears from that place. Haven't you read from the Bible that Philip disappeared? Is it history? No. It's something we are supposed to experience. But you read it and say, oh, this one is Philip. The next one will be Adwata. Which one is Philip? Faith in the power. That's why many bad things will happen to us, because he said, oh, ask for this one. He said, no, it's not ask for this one. Faith in the power of God. That's why today, malams are advertising. Because the church, the power that God gave us, forget about this. It's not true. It's not going to work. Whatever. If you want money, do hard work. There is nothing called. What are you talking about? Africa here, investment doesn't work. It's only CSOE that works. Say, I have faith in the power of God. See, ask the guys I came with. Recently, about 3 weeks ago, a lady came to church. It's Sakura. And it's not good for a woman to be Sakura. He said, at the age of 4, he went to a saloon and somebody took the head. That was the end. So this lady is in the hostel and she's always wearing jarabia, the Muslim used to cover. But she's not a Muslim. She wants to cover her head from ridicule. I don't know what came over me. I'm standing on the altar. I said, there is somebody here. There is no hair on your hair, but your hair is going to grow. The lady caught the word by faith. 1 week later, he was making pony. After 20 years, he has been a Sakura for 20 years. The hair suddenly grew. Tonight, if I be a man of God, I came to declare to you, whatever they say is not possible, take it over your life. 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 Listen to the doctors, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Someone will finish building a house by June ending. It's a prophecy. I said, someone will finish building a house by June ending. It will come with supersonic speed. Faith. Psalm 62 verse 11. I have many wild things to tell you. Psalm 62. Because see, your faith must be stirred up. When faith is activated, miracles happen. Daisy, can you give me power bank? Psalm 62 verse 11. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this. That power belongs to God. I show you one reason why today soul winning has become difficult. There is something called supernatural evangelism. That is not crusade. That's where every normal person in the church begins to walk in the miraculous. So Bishop Petty sends you, hey, go to that house and knock the house. And then you just get to that house and then somebody has a problem. The first thing you do, Father, if it is true you want to save this people, do something to confirm. And then an ordinary believer prays and a miracle. You see, people respond to miracle before they think. People respond. The last day church must be a church that believes in the power of God. Why? Some new devils are coming to town. Some new devils. Today you watch most of the beauty pageant. The ladies are not wearing panties, my God. These are devils coming to town, life. And how do I know they are possessed by demons? Mark chapter 5. The madman of Gadara wore no clothes. So people who wear no clothes, demons. You cannot survive it without faith in the power of God. I'm not going to show which regime. When the government turned over, I was there when one of my protocol guys said, Bishop, my madam who has been given a new position just came to the office today. He sat on the chair, no, paralyzed. Nice woman. He sat on the chair, no, hey, fire. And said, go and tell your madam, me, I'm not coming there to pray for hell. He should come to the temple. Oh, by the time the guy went, they carried the woman to South Africa. She died. Faith in the power of God will let you survive the current economic situation. Listen, we are getting to this where God will literally drop money in people's bank account. Money. Oh yeah, we don't know. Now, why must those days come? The rich men we have today didn't get rich by hard work. I want you to know. Most of them are occultists, members of Freemasons. Why is every important person joining Freemasons? It's your certificate, not enough. No, it's not by power, it's not by mind, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Don't sit in the church and act as if you are the only university student. Where we are getting to, the world is becoming so demonized that with your certificate, you will live an unsatisfied life. You need the power of God. You need the power. And faith is power activated. And after tonight, some of you will walk in power. You will walk in authority. You will walk in higher dimensions of power. So, you must have not only faith in God. Most of these people go to church. You go to church. I go to this church. But I don't believe in miracles. Hey. Faith in God. Faith in the power of God. Psalm 62, 11. Put it back on the board. God has spoken how many? And how many have I heard? That power belongs to who? From today, power will work in your life. I say from today, power will work in your life. Say, I believe my God is powerful. So the doctor's verdict cannot be a final say in your life. One of my ladies that pay for our radio is called Philomena. I used to teach her in a primary school. This lady will come to school with all holes in the bottles. I used to pay her school fees. Today, he owns a shopping mall. She has only one ovary and he has 6 children. They cut one ovary like that. And he used one for 6 children. You have 2.5. You are telling me low sperm count, low. Who is measuring all these kind of things? Low sperm count, upper sperm count, upper. And because you are believing, sperm count is counting your life. You get to a place, I don't care the count. How many was Abraham counting, brother? How many was Abraham counting? So, go God can bypass natural laws and give you a miracle. Stop all this counting. What count are they counting? So you are believing, so you are there. But tonight you shall overcome that obstacle. Somebody shall, power belongs to God. Power. Number three, have faith in God's faithfulness. Have faith in God's faithfulness. What does it mean? When he says something, he will do it. He will do it. Many years ago, he prophesied air conditioning in this auditorium. He has done it. It's a testimony. Psalm 89 verse 33 and 34. I have sworn. Psalm 89 verse 33. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. Verse 34. My covenant will I not break. Anytime I read this one, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my mouth. You see, your own is just to believe. You don't have to do anything. My covenant will I not break. So when God says I will prosper you, you say, yeah, I receive it. He is too faithful to fail. Tell your friend, he is too faithful to fail. He is too faithful. If the Lord has given you a word, you receive a word in January, you receive a word in February, ladies and gentlemen, it shall come to pass, because he is too faithful to fail. Many years ago, we were students, so we wanted to go to America. My reason for going to America was to go and work in McDonald's. Such a vision. Oh, man of God. It doesn't mean it's wrong to work in McDonald's, but for me, it's a wrong vision. So, Bishop, I had a friend called Frank. Frank had a fiancé. And both of us were going to the American embassy. A night before, I had a dream that we were climbing KLM together. We went to embassy. They gave Frank the visa. They refused me. My God, when will your McDonald's dream come to pass? His own was a visiting visa. My own was lottery. So my own is even more authentic. God was saying, you will go to America, but not work for McDonald's. So I forgot it. And I kept on doing what I was doing. I thought that this is, sometimes somebody will invite me, they refuse. One day the Lord said to me, carry your passport, go to that place. The time is up. That vision you saw, it has taken you 10 years, but it's going to come to pass. So I went to the American embassy. Faithfulness. You see, the fact that it didn't happen today doesn't mean God lied. Understand it? The fact that if somebody tells you, I will marry you now, it will not be now. Sister, I love you. Some of you courted for 3 years. That prophecy, the promise wasn't a lie. It has a time frame. And many of you, this year is your time when that prophetic word that God gave you will come to pass. I tell you. I went to the embassy. You know, when I got there, there were 150 people outside. So I was 151. As soon as I stepped in the lane, a man came out wearing a security uniform. He said, sir, don't join the line. Go and sit inside. I said, hey, do I have a problem with you? Because the people that dropped me said they will come back at 2 p.m. Because 150, they are now going to interview everybody. One. He said, I say, sit inside. I went to sit there. After 10 minutes, I rose up and said, if I've done something. Now the line is 172. He said, sir, I told you, sit down. Then he said, I don't want you to join the queue. I don't know him anyway. So I'm sitting. I want to go to America. After 15 minutes, I stood up. By this time, those people outside, only 5 has entered. So if I was in there, what would they get to my tent? Then he said, go to this counter, follow them. Whoa. I go to that counter. And that day, it was the bouncing counter. The man was just bouncing people left and right. He bounced one Ghanaian woman. He spoke in Chi at the embassy. When the woman saw her, she said, me run out dead. Me ban na wuna me kwa shen kola. We 3 more dead. The old lady started crying. Me say, teacher. Embassy not teacher. And that is the same person I'm going to face. But there was a prophecy on my life. My God. the faithfulness of God. Tell your friend, God is too faithful to fail. Walk and tell the people, God is too faithful to fail. No matter how long, no matter how long, keep on believing. 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 Woo! I was supposed to be 172, I'm now number 6. Suddenly, my legs began to shake. Woo, woo, woo. I said, hey, Holy Ghost, take your time. This is not church. This is, we are in the heavens. So after the woman cried and cleared off, I'm the next to face this wicked man. Have faith in God's faithfulness. If he has told you something, it's not that he can't come. It's because you are doubting. Even in your grave, don't doubt. Sometimes even your children will fulfill that prophetic word. I tell you. So the man said, hey, sir, come. I learned you went to Australia. What? I said, well, I went to talk to some people. So, can you tell me some of the stories? Said, you want to hear a story? Okay. Stop, stop, stop. Go and come for your visa. Now, the person that dropped me at the embassy, he knows I'm not coming out now. He's going to some trouble. I was about to. I call him. I say, hey, Mr. Bishop, did you leave something in the house? He just dropped me like 25. I didn't leave something. I got the visa. Let us go. Now, this is where the miracle is. So, I'm now coming out, and the man is sitting there. As I said, can I? I like to give to people. Can I get your phone number? Maybe here because of the camera. And say, you don't need to send me anything. You don't need my number. I just came here to help you. God will send angels. I said, God will send angels. I said, God will send angels. I said, God will send angels. That prophetic word will come to pass. That prophetic word will come to pass. That prophetic word will come to pass. It will never fail. I'll fail. See, God's word is a covenant written in blood. It doesn't fail. You see, when blood touches your cloth, no matter how you wash, the same way the word, it will only fail when you doubt it. Don't doubt. That's the reason for this conversion. Some of you are waiting for some prophecies, some word. It's not only what the man of God, sometimes reading the scripture. A scripture jumps to you, say, hey, that's my word. But you look at the distance between where you are and where you are going. But the good news is that you will get there. I say you will get there. I say you will. I say you will. I say you will get it. My covenant will I not break. Finally, have faith in God's word. Psalm 119 verse 89. Miracles are taking place already. Someone will get a job tomorrow, 9 a.m. You are in a new office, life. You are in a new office. There are 17 ladies here marrying by June. 17 of them. I don't know where the man is coming from, but the man is coming. I say the man is on the way coming. I say the man is on the way coming. Call that lady with the mesh for me. The man is on the way coming. Sister, come here, you have faith. Lift your hands. Miracle. God's word. We preaching, we are impregnating people. You are getting pregnant. God is imparting unto you spermatozoa of the word. If you like, you don't do anything, just sit down and listen. By the time we finish, you carry pregnancy. The sperma of the word, spermatozoa. As we are preaching, yesterday the man of God came to preach. I came to preach. Suddenly, before you see, your position has shifted. Suddenly, before you see, your position has changed. Suddenly. Many years ago, a guy who used to wash cars in where I used to live, he's called James. I've given my car as a sin. For 4 years, I don't have a car. Then James came. My swine shit. James guy said, Bishop, I had a vision. I said, what did you see? He said, there were so many cars back in your house. I said, hey, James.
take your time. Mention the cast that you saw. If you truly had a vision. He began to mention Mercedes. This, I was writing on. I said, hey, yes, you saw all these things. He said, yes. Then I said, Lord, I believe. Because you see, I didn't create that dream. God created it. Has anybody here dreamt of something before? Yeah. Lift your hands, I'll tell you something. See, what is a dream? A dream is God's message to you in your sleep. Because see, many people are too erratic when God is speaking. So when he put you to sleep and shows you your future, don't look at the political scene for a future. Who will come, who will not come, we don't care who will come. That vision is a message to you. Believe it. I say, James, you saw it. He said yes. So I let him list all the things, because you see, blessed is she that believe, for there shall be a performer. Everybody standing here is carrying something, but the thing is, do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Today, every car that James saw. Thank you, every car that James saw, I've seen them, I've driven them, I've given them out. Why are you doubting? Why are you doubting? You saw yourself in a wedding gown. Dun, 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 dun. When you wake up, tell everybody, my God, I'm going to marry. Leave the doubting Thomases aside. Blessed is she that believe, for there shall be a performance of those things that were told of the Lord. 2008, I went to Canaan, and Papa Odebo was passing. Woo! The crowd! I'm standing in a far place. I say, ye, one day I will see this man. But when? I just observed his shoe and I say, praise the Lord. This January, I was sitting with him after he spoke with me. He had an all night. On my way to Ghana, he called me with his phone first time. He said, where are you? I said, oh. I said, hey, with all these plenty people, you finish all night, you are looking for me. The vision that I dreamt. Do I have some dreamers in this place? Not motivational dreaming. I'm talking about a dream that God gave you. Do I have some dreamers in this place? Turn to three people and say, it shall come to pass. My God! All you need is to believe. 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 All you need. Some of you saw yourself. Eh? See. You had a dream. You were counting money. When you wake up, you say, it was just a dream. That's when you lost it. It's not just a dream. Tell your friend, it's not just a dream. God is painting your future. How many of you have dreamt counting money to God? I prophesy over that dream. It shall come to pass. You give the offerings in this church. You help us build the church. You help us do my duties. Tell your friend, it shall come to pass. Faith. You say it's just a dream. As for me, everything I saw has come to pass. And there is one more thing. And I don't want to tell Bishop Eddie anything. But one day I will just give him a call. I say, you, let's meet somewhere. There is one more thing I've seen it 6 times, imagine. But Ghanaians are making it impossible, but one day it's going to happen. One day it's going to happen. I prophesy over every dreamer. You saw yourself in a mega church. You saw yourself preaching to multitudes. You saw yourself walking in the street of America. You saw yourself with your wife and children. Woo! But now you have no child. Have faith. Have faith. Have faith. It shall come to pass. Psalm 119:89. Psalm 119:89. This pregnancy you have caught for the last 3 days. One day you will see that baby life. Ay, 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 ay. Forever, oh Lord. Where is the word settled? Where is the word settled? It means witches cannot eat the word. Wizards cannot eat the word.
And one day you carry your twig. Listen. The world is not settled on earth. They will let COVID destroy it. Today COVID is gone. They are still charging us.
Many of you don't know. You intentionally go to a restaurant and buy food. You see it. So God will not let that word be on earth. Your own sisters will jealous it and destroy it. So he kept that word in heaven. Settle. How do you reach out for it? Your faith. Faith is the vehicle that takes humanity to divinity. You travel with faith. You travel with what? Faith. Today I see many people traveling from a place of no testimony to a place of plenty testimony. Tell your friend, you will be there. You are going to get there. You will be there. You are going to get there. You will be there. You are going to get there. Therefore, what is faith? Faith is taking God at his word. If he says you are healed, say, I'm healed. I am not the sick trying to be healed. I am the healed that the devil is trying to make sick. I'm not the poor trying to be rich. I am the rich the devil is trying to make poor. That's the equation. Understand it clear. Understand it clear. So ladies and gentlemen, faith is believing God to commit him to do what he said he will do. Believing God. Is there anybody whose faith can move mountains? Yes. Mark 11, 23. Whosoever. Lift your hand and say, I am a whosoever. There's no title. There's nothing. Whosoever. Whosoever. I am a whosoever. I can move my mountains. The mountains your father couldn't move, you will move them this year. My father started a building project as a contractor and he couldn't finish it. A contractor building for nation, doing national projects, could not fill in his house. But I finished many. Faith. Faith. It's a vehicle that takes you from a place of no testimony to a place of testimony. Whosoever shall say. And John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. Whosoever what? Whosoever believed in him should not perish. So it is the same whosoever. The whosoever that was saved is the same whosoever who can move mountains. Whosoever believed in him. You cannot have salvation faith and lack miracle faith. No. Whosoever. How many whosoevers are here? I am a whosoever. Any whosoever that lifted a hand, I see your mountain shifted. I see poverty mountain shifted. And then he came to also tell you, he said, whosoever is born of God, the same way, whosoever will be saved, whosoever shall say to this mountain, whosoever is born of God. So everybody can win by faith. Everybody can walk by faith. Everybody can live by faith. Everybody. When I went to America with my little daughter, it was offering time. The Americans were giving $5, $10. When I look into the offering bowl, my little girl dropped $100, which I didn't give her. I say, Abby, where did you get this $100? Americans are giving 50, 20. Little girl. He said, that's your friend that gave me the $100. And I said, you have faith enough, little girl, to drop all the money that the person gave you. You know what I did? I gave her $300 instantly. The thing moved me. She got instant results. Why are many people poor? They don't believe when they give to God, he can give it back to them. That your car that is shorting petrol, leave it at the compound and walk and go home. Do what we call spiritual transaction. Believe God for a new one. You have a young phone, find somebody and drop it for him. And you get an iPhone. Young phone to iPhone. You say, hey Jack, come here. I'll see that you don't have a phone. Take my young phone. And then he say, why? He said, I'm believing God. I'm believing God. It works like fire. How many whosoevers are here? I see a certain whosoever about to catch a big testimony nobody has ever caught in your family before. What type of faith move mountains? Number one, individualistic faith. Faith is personal. Habakkuk 2:4. That's why when we are preaching, listen. You are a wife, listen for it yourself. Don't say my husband is writing notes. I met a pastor. He was on the bed with their wife, and then by the time they wake up the next morning, the wife face, it's like some demons came to box her. And then the woman said, honey, you are sleeping at the edge of the bed, I'm at the corner. How did they cross you to come and beat me? Faith is personal. Faith is Habakkuk 2:4. The faith that must work must be personal. Build your faith. Father, I told my wife, when it comes to giving, do your giving, I'll do my own. Because what I want to do, you may cry. A man brought me Mercedes Benz from Canada. I took the Benz and I walked to somebody and I just. So when I came, he said, oh, it's here in your car, no more crying, and I'm saying, okay. She was crying literally life. You know, women like comfort. It's not their fault. If you are married, make the woman comfortable. Tell some brother for me, my God. Yeah. Don't blame them. Wow, don't blame them. They need like 12 weeks, 500 pairs of shoes, and the man will wear one shoe. No problem. Woo! So I said, baby, don't worry about it. I said, something big is coming. For everything is gonna be alright. Baby, don't worry. And I told her, about it. For everything is gonna be alright. And you preach to a man of faith for me. Baby, don't worry. About everything. For everything is gonna be all right. Find somebody and pray to him. Baby, oh boy, don't worry. Man of God, don't worry. About everything. For everything. For everything's gonna be. And I told her, listen. Don't worry. Listen, I need something higher than the one I've gone to. I just went to the man of my spiritual father's place, and I said, I brought you this car. And I left. Okay, I was watching, and I said, listen, your tears will turn into cheers very soon. My God. On a bed, I carry my total Land Cruiser. I say, take this one. But this one is higher than the one I gave to the man of God. Tell your friend, don't settle here. Faith can take you very far. Tell him, don't settle here. Move away from 10 cities offering, 20 cities offering. Don't settle here. Go somewhere higher. Go somewhere higher. Your faith can take you as far as you can go. As far as you can go. As far as you can go. I was watching television and I saw a big chief in Ghana. He was going to a function and was using a particular car. I said, this one, I have one. I didn't know it was for chiefs. It's dead, and I'm just joking with it. Listen, believe God. After this convention, if I catch you at the same level, we are going to have a problem. Tell your sister, after this convention, if we catch you at the same level, the same offering, the same phone, the same car, we are going to have a problem. Mr. Husband, tell your wife, even the food in the house must change aroma. My God.
Faith. Hebrews 2:4. Let's read it. Tell your friend, build your own faith. Build your own faith. Build your own faith. Habakkuk 2:4. Faith must be personal. So people didn't come to this convention. No problem. We are building our faith. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by, underline the word, his faith, or her faith, his faith, your faith. Somebody can decide to sleep, no problem. I'm pumping my faith. I'm building my faith. I'm building my faith. When I give like a madman, I'm building my faith. I want to see something higher. Faith must be personal. Tell your friend, build your own faith. Build your own faith. Build your own. Build your own faith. Don't say that somebody is listening to the message. Build your own faith. Challenges are personal. Faith must be personal. Build your own faith. Number two, the faith that moves mountains must be tenacious. You need the tenacity of a bulldog. This is my stand. I'm not shifting. I'm not shifting. I'm not moving. Romans 4:18. Your faith must not be staggering. Your faith must stand against every attack. No matter how many times you fail, your faith must stand strong. Romans 4:8. Who against hope believe in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. A young lady came to church recently. He was writing accounting exam. He failed 11 times. Chartered accountants, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When he came, I said, listen. How many times have you written? He said 11. I said, we've not got into 12 yet. We've not got into 12 yet. This time, no more failure. But you see, where do I draw the fail line? The ability to keep writing again and writing again. You miscarry your baby, get pregnant tonight again. Go back and write that paper. Don't say, oh, I'm outside. No. Start that project again. You have suffered 23 disappointments. Go for 24 proposals. For if a righteous man falls 7 times, he shall arise. Sometimes, not because God cannot do it today. He wants to build your faith. And faith is built through process. Look at something. The lady wrote number 12. I said, go and write again. You need the tenacity of a bulldog. Not the bulldog, the mouth is turned outside. And when it grabs you, woo! Tenacious. I said, faith is an asomroji. Who is asomroji? One of the tarring and you own your tower or chimujama for utinity. When God speaks to you and he says, I will do it for you, stay there. He wrote number 12, he broke the record. Bishop, the lady went home and announced the father bought for her a 4-wheel VW that day. Brand new. That was what the devil didn't want to happen. Some of you, there is a miracle ahead of your life. The enemy doesn't want you to see that wedding day. Let the James Bond go. Let the 007 go. A covenant husband is coming. Then number 12, the lady came celebrating her miracle. Tell your friend, your faith must be tenacious. From disappointment to disappointment to disappointment. One day you arrive at appointment. One day you arrive at appointment. One day you arrive at appointment. You need the tenacity of a bulldog. They say, we are not wearing a color. They say, no. But Timaeus was shouting, Son of David, have mercy, have mercy. Sometimes you are in church, preaching is going on. You are excited, you are shouting. Somebody looks at you with an executive eye, some way. Sister, don't mind them. They don't have the problem that you have. They are not believing God like you are believing God. Somebody scream.
a man of faith. Bartimaeus said, I remember the son of David. The people said, shut up. Those who could see were shutting him down. And then he remembered that their cases are not the same. He kept shouting. And kept shouting. And kept shouting. And kept shouting. And kept shouting. Out of the multitude, Jesus said, call him for me. Tonight I see a calling. Jesus will call somebody. Jesus will call a lady. Jesus will call somebody. But you need the tenacity of faith. Do it again and again and again and again and again until you see result. A righteous man falls 7 times. I don't know how many times you have been disappointed. The tenacity of faith. Then to somebody and say, will you try one more time? It's prophecy for somebody. Walk and talk to them. Will you try one more time? Bishop Pedro sent you and said, the cell is not working. Will you try one more time? The prayer meeting is not working. Will you try one more time? Lighthouse people have a say, is it working? They say, working. Will you try one more time? Walk to 3 people and say, sister, will you try one more time? We need people with tenacious faith. Tenacious faith. Tenacious faith. You must be tenacious. Try again. 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 Number 3. The faith that moves mountain must be fearless. Fearless faith. Let fear live your life. Why can't you give beyond a certain amount? Fear. I mean, the offering went to my dear and I made. Hey! Leave that one for God. Leave that one for God. God will take care of tomorrow. Tell your friend, God will take care of tomorrow. You know, there is something about God. Many people, you see, because of education, we have been educated out of the Bible. He told them, when the manna falls, take the one that you can eat today. Meaning that when you wake up, your only concern is the day when you wake up. Tomorrow, dear, leave it for God. But when you say, oh, yes, God, you are not a good planner, you are not a good thinker, you are not whatever. So many are worried, and their worry has destroyed their faith. Look at one of my problems. I went for a wedding in a place called Prempa Assembly Hall. And I was the best man. So, when I saw the cake, it was that I said, my God, where will I get money to do this type of cake? My only concern was the cake. I was sitting down. As the best man. Oh, Lord. 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 I had the shock of my life. When the wedding closed, you know, it's an auditorium, so they have a curtain. So I went to the back of the curtain, I think I went, and I'm coming back out of the washroom, and I saw them bringing the cake down. It was 6th floor. I discovered that 1 to 5 is not a cake. It was wood decorated. The only cake was the down floor. I said, if I have died, I have died for nothing. Tell your friend, fear not, fear not, fear not. You will drive the car. You will travel the church. There is no fear in that. There is no fear. I say, my God, this cake will have killed me. 1 to 5, wood. There was only one block that was cake. Most of the things that threaten us are not rare. How much is the price of that car? Tell your friend, it's just numbers. Tell him, it's just numbers. It's just numbers. It's not to worry. It's just numbers. Some of you, you need just 1 more 0 and God will add that 0 to your heart. Tell your friend, 1 more 0. Yeah. Just another 0.
I see somebody shifting to another level. In this convention, God will add another zero, my God. Yay! Fear not! 1 plus another 0 is 10, plus another 0 is 100, plus another 0 is just an additional 0. And the Lord sent me here to come and tell you, this year you add that one more 0. One more 0. Speakers don't threaten God. What we need is faith. A friend of mine was building a church in Nigeria, and then it was a 20,000 seat auditorium. One of the guys, and then he said to me, he said that when they go to the roofing, there was no money. So he went to pray. The building is huge. He said, Lord, how are we going to do this? Is it your own? Will you leave it for me? And people said, whatever. He said one afternoon, he was in office, and then a Land Cruiser passed and reversed. Somebody came down, a big allergy with this big car. He said, Barricade is pastor around. What is Elijah looking for pastor for? He said, pastor, I have a factory and I bought roofing sheet for it. But I discovered that they are shorter than the one I need. And when I look at the burden, it's like it will fit into your burden. Will you like it? Hey! The man brought the whole roofing sheet. Elijah, cremo. After this convention, God will use your enemies, God will use your friends, God will use every element to bless your life, to bless your life. Somebody shout, it's coming from somewhere. The breakthrough is coming. Don't think about where it's going to come from. It'll come from somewhere. Months ago, a guy called me from London. He said, I have a car for you, but I know you will not use it, but maybe give it to somebody. How do you know I will not use it? He said, tomorrow they will drive it to you. I just took it and I gave it to somebody. Such realms exist though. Everything you are looking for is in somebody's garage, right? You don't have a phone. Somebody has 4 phones in his back. This is a touch, and it is your faith that draws the power of God. It's your faith. The Bible said in Hebrews 11, for he said, he said by faith, Abel gave a more excellent sacrifice, by which it became a witness. Then he said, even though he is dead, he is yet speaking. What is speaking? The seed is speaking. So sometimes the action you take will let God speak to somebody. You can take an action here. It will answer in Germany. It will answer in Canada. It will answer in America. Your days of poverty is over. Your days of failure is over. Your days is over. Tell somebody, fear not. That sickness will not kill you. In fact, you are being healed right now. You are being healed. You are being healed. Be fearless. Three weeks ago, that was December, I'm having a party for nurses or some people who come from 37 nurses. So we have finished the party. I'm sharing the grace. And I heard this word. There is a lady here. Your mother is sick. By the time you get home, the woman will be here. So I said, one of you, when you go home and your mother see you, I didn't know what I was dealing with. Mega stuff. This woman, husband is a tyler. The man went to work and brought acid home in a pure water awake bottle. They put it in the fridge. Their wife came, took it and drank it. Sometimes even with your husband, you are not safe except by faith. How can a husband at least remove the rubber or put it in? What? The woman drank it. The sofa was everywhere.
stomach started getting rotten, private area rotten, all the palms. The woman hospitalized for 3 weeks. He couldn't eat, couldn't move, died. So they now brought her home to die. But that little girl, when I released her away, she took it. So he got to me, went straight to the mother's bedroom. As soon as the woman saw her, medium PC. He said, "Mama." That's how the girl said it. She said, "Mama, what do you mean medium PC there? Who made that word?" He said, "Me say cook, but dear mommy, it's not even yam, plantain." "Mama, how?" He said, "Cook your plantain for me." The lady is thinking that maybe he's going to pass out and die. The woman was on the bed, no movement. The lady cooked the plantain, gave it to her. Papa, swallow one, swallow two, swallow three. Suddenly, jump up from the bed. Started walking. 1 week later, all the sauce in the stomach, gone. All the sauce in the palm, gone. All the sauce in the palm, gone. If you have faith, like a mustard seed. A word was released. The man of God was shouting, "Somebody drive a car. Don't stand there and look at us. Say, 'I receive.'" You see? And the prophecy was so good. He said, "Someone," he didn't say somebody will buy a car. So he said, "You don't have money." It's not only money that makes people car. You can get it as a seed. You can get it as a gift. Somebody will suddenly dislike his car. Give it to you. Glory to God. A guy bought me a very expensive shoe. I was there, so I know the price. Suddenly, I don't feel like wearing this thing anymore. A gentleman was passing. I said, "Hey, Jack, come here. Here's your shoe. I just collected it for you." Many people have collected things, but it is for you. After this convention, take it in the name of Jesus. I said, "Take it." Oh. Why faith? Why is it that faith can overcome every mountain? Number one, faith draws the power of God. Faith draws. Anytime faith comes alive, it pulls the power of God. 2 Kings chapter 4, 42 to 44. Somebody say, "Faith draws power. Faith draws power. Faith draws power." Say, "Faith draws power. Faith draws power." As soon as your faith is activated, power is about to be released. The sons of the prophets went to a place and they were digging. And the Bible said they were there looking for what to eat. And then they were asking, what are we going to get for? What are we going to get? Suddenly, a man came from Baal Shalisha and brought a man of God. Put it in Amplified. When you read it here, you understand. Sons of the prophet were looking for food. Elisha said, "Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. God is going to supply." At another time, a man from Baal Shalisha came and brought the man of God bread of first fruit, 20 very loaves, fresh ears of corn in a hat, in a sack. And Elisha said, "Give to the men that they may eat." You see, already 100 hungry men with 12 loaves. And their bread is not like the Insawom type. Their bread is like cabin biscuit, flat. That's what they used to make chicken shawarma. You know shawarma? Lebanese bread. His servant said, "How am I to set only this before 100 hungry men?" Then he said, "Give it to them." That's faith talking. "Shut up, give it to them. Give to the men that they may eat. For that saith the Lord, they shall be fed and have some left." So he set it before them. They ate and left some, as the Lord has said. Faith draws on the power of God. I know physically it cannot work, but give it to them. As soon as you obey that law, the power was drawn. Faith makes you take risky steps. Risky steps. John chapter 2,
Wine is finished. Mary said, hey,
there's a young man here. Whatever he tells you to do.
Verse 5.
Whatsoever he tells you to do, do it.
The man, the young lady says, sir, good afternoon. Mama said we should come to you. Say, hey,
pour water into the water. Pot. Say, sir, we are looking for wine. We are looking for wine, not water. I say, pour water into the pot. It was, that pot was for ceremonial cleansing. It wasn't meat, it's a pour water. Don't teach me about bacteriology. Don't teach me about variology. Pour water! Nothing destroys faith like tradition. And nothing destroys faith like science. Science is good, but it is in the human realm. Faith! So they asked the man of God, John G. Lake, when the bubonic plague came to South Africa, people were dying. You take the dead body, you are dead. John G. Lake went and started packing them. Packing them. But they said, Mr. Joe, Pastor Joe, are you not afraid of infection? He said, in fact, what? So they took him. They opened his arm like this and took a bacterial life form from a dying man and dropped it physically in the palm of John G. Lake. They put it under the microscope. When they look inside his palm, all the gems have been bent into ashes in his palm. Faith draws on the power of God. Anytime you say, it is well, it shall be well. Anytime you say, my God will do it, God is going to do it. Sometimes you need to take some crazy steps of faith. Your last $100, you drop it, bam, waiting for what is going to happen. 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 Anytime your faith comes alive, the power. And he said, take the water and share it to them. Take the water. And they started saying, papa, 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 say, woo, sweet wine, sweet wine, sweet wine. If you want a sweet life, it will be produced by faith. Sweet life is a life of faith and believing God. Number two, let's try and get a conclusion. Faith, faith enforces God's faithfulness. Romans 3:3-4. He doesn't change his promise. So as soon as you reach out in faith, the promise comes to pass. What if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? Verse 4. I want you to read this verse on top of your voice. Everybody go. God. Oh, no. I'm not feeling it well. Those of you at the top. Somebody shout, God. Continue. Let God be true, but every man a liar. So the doctor is a liar. The economist is a liar. Your lecturer is a liar. Because of one mathematical equation you didn't get right. They say, oh, you are not, you are out of school. Let every man be a liar. Let every man be a liar. One of my guys, he sells cars. He has a son in a village in Kepus. He attended school. The boy, out of the class of 50, every day 49 or 50. 49 or 50. The man helped me teaching about the mystery of the communion wine. That the communion has ability to impact your mentality. He carried the wine. He said, Pastor, pray over it. My son is disgracing me. So I pray over the wine. And he transported the wine from Accra to the sun in Cape Coast. He said, Daddy, what should I do? I said, whatever you feel like doing. The pastor said it will work miracle. Do it, boy! The boy will take a shot of the communion. And I don't know who told us that he should pour some in water to bathe. According to a faith. The next semester, from 50 to number 1. That boy is in Achimota right now. You can verify. He's not educated. So the teachers gathered in the meeting and said, this one we don't understand. We know this boy. He's a bomber. It's a bomber. They had the meet and they intentionally set another distance. There was literally a recalibration of his mental faculty. Recalibration. So they said, maybe he's now a village champion. Let's bring him to the city. Let's bring him to the last time Achimota people did whatever they copy, whatever speech and prize giving, overall best student. See? What will take many years will take God a moment, and that moment is this moment. I speak to some students here. Your exam result is about to shift to a higher realm, to a higher level. Come here. Take it. Something was shifting your brain. 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 Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Feel his blood. Hey! Ay, 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 ay. Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Let your fire fall.
Let your fire fall.
Let a river flow.
Let a river flow.
Turn
it inside.
Blow.
Let your fire fall.
Let your fire fall.
Let a river
flow.
Let it turn
inside.
Blow outside.
Let
your fire fall.
Let your fire fall.
Let the
river
flow.
Let
it turn inside.
Let
your
fire fall.
Let the
river flow.
Let it burn inside.
On the power of God. There's a boy that used to live with me, but now he's married. So recently he and his wife, they have Enkatia business. I don't know what is the English name for Enkatia. So they bring it from north, and then somebody run away with all the money. So the lady has just given birth and she's struggling. So the husband came to me and I gave him 500 Ghana cedis. While she was going, he remembered, he has not paid tithe for some time. So, from my room, If I knew he was not even paying that, maybe I won't even give him the money. He went to the altar. Nobody was there. And then the Holy Ghost said, go and pay your tithe. He dropped 500. 50 cities. The next day, the hijack came from the north. Went to the wife. When the woman saw, he was shaking. Because Okafor, Ejefrio. The woman was sitting there, shaking. And the hijack, he said, what's Kojo's wife's name, Grandpa? Felicia. Muslim can hear from God. Felicia was shaking. It was 12,000. At their level, 12,000 is big money. He was shaking like that. Hajia, what did you say? Bibi can search me, sir. Today, when you leave this convention, something that has been bothering your mind, troubling your mind, I declare it is cancelled. Say, I receive it by faith. Someone FF exams result will suddenly change to become AA. I don't know about over. It's happened many times. One of my ladies is, they go to Gambia to write law exams. Anytime they go, they fail. She came, I say, hey, madam, you are not going to Gambia. Write a letter to the Gambian law school that this time they should come and conduct the exams in Ghana. He said, Pastor, you are not an ambassador. You are not whatever. I say, did I tell you I'm an ambassador? I say, write a letter. He said, it has never been done. I say, to be done. The lady wrote the letter, sent it to Gambia. For the first time, they said, we are going to hold the exams in Ghana. First time in many years. Faith. It can change everything. If thou can believe, how many things are possible? Let me hear the all word. How many things are possible? Including your thing, including your husband's thing, including your children. All things. Now look at it. They brought the whole exams in Ghana. They wrote it. When the exam came, the lady went to. They said, I'm afraid to open the portal. So he came to church altar and opened her phone there. All of them passed. By prophetic word. Now, you know, you are a lot, so I don't know how to pray for you. But because you also came to stand here, I have to pray for you because it's a sign that you are trying to express some kind of faith. So everybody that came standing here, by Sunday you share your testimony. Everybody, every hand that is lifted here, by Sunday you share double testimony. Because see, faith must have action. If you have faith, you do some action. I tell you, I was diagnosed with kidney failure. Those of you who don't know, I'm a standing testimony myself. 1980, that's 34 years ago. They say, go home and die. I say, Recently, there was a story on the internet. A man donated one of his kidney to his wife. After 2 years, the woman said, he's leaving the man. The woman said, give me back my kidney. Give me, it's in the court. The matter is in court in America. Give me, I gave you my kidney after 2 years. You are leaving me for another man. Give me my kidney and go back. Go and marry the man. You must be joking. So when the matter came to court, they said that they cannot undo the operation. And the man said, okay, as at that time, the kidney was 1.5 million. You cannot give me back my kidney. You pay 1.5 million. The woman said that one, two, it doesn't have any other warrant by force. Me, it wasn't half kidney, two, shock, complete. Listen to me. Jesus gave me two brand new kidneys. I've never had a problem urinating. I can stand up in the night 200 times and go and come and sleep. My wife have a problem sleeping around me because every 2 minutes I stand up and come back and sleep at the same time. If I been under that, I pray. I pray. Yes, I'm a revelation because you're to. Sometimes when I walk up, if I have to pray for you, come. I had a vision about you in Florida. I forgot it. Your children, are they here? You are the only one. Come. Come, I want to pray for you. I just remember. You know what was it? In this vision, I saw you and your husband and children. You were on your way going to the hospital. And the Lord said to me that there is somebody in that car with that lady. Eh? There is somebody in that car with that lady. Suddenly they will say that he needs an operation. But after the operation, she will go blind. It's one of your daughters. And that's going to be beginning the history. It's not what you told me. It's a vision that I had. I forgot. But when I saw you, I remembered. Can I have some oil? Oil. 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 But I'm going to pray for you here. They are going to be affected wherever they are. I bind that spirit.
Yes.
I bind that spirit. I bind that spirit. I bind that spirit. I bind that spirit. I declare you are free. It's not going to happen so. In the name of Jesus. Thank God I saw you. Thank God I saw you. I have to remember. I have to remember. I have to remember. How many of you know by tomorrow 9 a.m. your story is going to shift? Not what? 9 in the morning. The story will start changing from tonight. And it starts changing. Somebody came here without a car. Next Sunday, you drive your own car to the compound. Let every man be a liar, for it is written, let God be true. Let only what God says be true. In this convention, I see your faith overcoming. Overcoming that trouble. They will no more call you poor. The church is going to work. There will be miracles in that ministry. God is going to use you for signs and wonders. All students here are distinction students, first class students, distinction students, first class students. Faith commit God to confirm His word. Anytime your faith comes alive, God is committed. Luke 1:45. Blessed is she that believes. Now let me end it. Faith brings you into the realm of all possibilities. Say all possibility. Wave your hand and say all things are possible. With my faith, 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 with my faith. We started some church in America, and then I told them to do soul winning. No matter America, they say, I say, please, please, don't mind these people. So Pastor Nikki and the members went on soul winning. While they were winning souls, two old ladies called police to come and arrest them. So the policemen came, and they said, hey, you people are flaunting public order. Then by the way, they say, okay, by the way, what are you doing? They started preaching to the policemen. Two of them got born again. You know, they've had a meeting that the place, they've had a meeting that they need police protection. So they have written a letter for the police department to give them police. Now they have police for free. Standing at the church door. So I didn't know. So I'm there, I'm preaching. When I lift up my eye, he was a policeman. I said, this man came to arrest me from Ghana or what? And then he was standing there with guns and other things. So after the church, Pastor Nick says, no. We wrote a letter for police, which we were going to pay $1,500 every week. God gave us free police. They came to arrest us, now they guard us for free. When the man comes, he will park his car. So no police cars are. It's already somebody already there. Any trouble that the devil has used to trouble you, God will turn it into a miracle. I didn't hear him, and I said, God will turn it into a miracle. I said, God will turn it into a miracle. Ephesians 3:20. I will do exceedingly. How many of you have some vision this year? Oh Lord, give me one house. He will make it two houses.
He will do exceedingly. Ephesians 3:20. Faith takes you beyond your expectation. Now unto him that is able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power. Ask your neighbor, what are you thinking? Faith will take you beyond expectation. Now, in conclusion, write these things down. Let's close. How do I use my faith? Number one, speak confidently to every mountain. You sickness, I'm coming out. This business is going to work. Address it. Numbers 14:28. As you have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. Number two, do not doubt God's power. Do not doubt God's power. If you want to see faith moving mountain, don't entertain fear. He shall have whatsoever he say. If you will not doubt in your heart, Mark 11:23. Number three, believe in your heart. Tap somebody and say it is done. Tap another person and say it is done. Number four, action. Somebody say action. If you have faith, you got to take some actions. I met this 11-year-old boy, I think in Lagos. He had gone to a faith convention like this, and the man of God said, if you want a car, tomorrow go to car garage. Elders couldn't believe that word. This boy closed from school with his pack sack. Is it pack sack or backpack or whatever? On his way. First he was mango packing home. Mango pack means walking. He saw a red nice car in a car garage and he entered there. And he said, sir, please, can I check the car? The man said, hey, let me, old boy. And the man was thinking, maybe he's a senator's son or something. So he says, school boy, who sent you? He said, are you looking for money? Oh, you are looking at my school uniform. So the man opened the door of the red car and the boy sat, you know, little boy, they like red things. And he was turning the steer like this. The steer like this. And when came in church, elders couldn't believe, 11-year-old boy. Turned the steer like this, turned it, playing games. Suddenly, an allergy drove a car into the garage. It is his wife's birthday. He's looking for a red car to buy. So he said to the man at the garage, who is this other red car? He said, allergy, please, don't go there. That boy, we don't know where he came from. Giving us all these terrible orders. So the allergy said, it doesn't matter. Can you negotiate with him and tell him, I need that red car for my wife. Tell him to choose any other car, I'll pay. Hey! Tell your friends, faith is a currency. Say faith is a currency. Say faith is a currency. It can buy you anything. It can buy you anything. So the man, he said, boy, can you choose any other car? Allergy wants this car. He said, no problem. Once it's a car. He pointed, the man paid instantly. So he could buy that red car. The boy went to the garage with little faith and called his father, daddy, we've got in a car. Tell your friend, don't look for money, look for faith. Don't look for money, look for faith. How are we going to build this cathedral? Faith. How are we going to roof the cathedral? Faith. How are we going to provide a condition? Faith. How am I going to marry? Faith. How am I paying my school fees? Faith. How am I driving a car? Faith. How am I paying for my wedding expenses? Somebody shout, faith, faith, faith. Hebrews 11, to by faith, the elders receive a good report. Faith is a currency. When you take faith to the market of life, you buy anything. Bishop Eddie was there, we were talking to Apoedipo. He said this building, the roof, cost 4 times the price of the faith tabernacle. But I am not under pressure. Whoa. Faith. You see, because of your little rent, you didn't even come for the convention. My landlord is troubling me. There's something greater than your landlord. There is something greater than your landlord. The lady and the husband, they've lived in a certain house for 7 years. And the husband said, this place is too small for us. Let's go and hire another thing. They came to church. I was firing on faith. The next day, they went and told the landlord, Mama, we want to leave this place. He said, please don't leave. Since you started living in this house, everything is working for me. I'm building a new house. It will be finished in 2 weeks. Don't leave. You are going to live there for free. How many life tech testimonies? Oh, the men pay down, sir. Bibi, I'll be talk. Who do you see? I'll be talk normal, sir. Before Bob watch is free. Before drive, we can free. Before she shoe free. Bibi, just auto. You under a case, no? Before America free. I'm with the hotel free. Believe what we are saying. Stop the nonsense social media they are talking about. You see, they are afraid of the church because the things we teach make life easy. I tell you. Don't pay your tithe, don't pay your tithe. One tithe you pay. A lady said this week, he said, man of God, I've been in the church for 7 years. When you preach on tithe, I don't listen. But last week, dear, I paid my tithe. I went to work, they doubled my salary 3 times in 24 hours. They doubled my salary 3 times. You say you don't know what you are losing.
There's a testimony I was going to read before introducing, which I forgot. But Emmanuel Kwame Owusu of Ashalebuche says, "Hello, Bishop. My name is Emmanuel, a member of the Ashalebuche branch. My testimony is from 2 years ago when Bishop Kwejo Bempa, Boateng Bempa, came for the Thanksgiving Convention in December. At that time, I had been in a role for 3.5 years and was looking for a promotion or a new opportunity. The head of my unit's role became available, and despite the fact that I had a very slim chance of getting it, I applied. As at the time Bishop Bempa came, I had already gone through 3 phases of interviews and was awaiting final results. Bishop Bempa on the night called for an offering for the air conditioning and added a prayer of favor and breakthrough. Even though I didn't have it, I took a leap of faith and came forward for an offering of $1,000. Exactly a week later, the HR director called me and told me I did not get the job. But here is the miracle. She said that in consultation with the CEO, they had agreed to still promote me to another managerial position. Listen, I remember because of this testimony he just shared. He said the salary that came along with this promotion was 3 times the salary I was earning at the time. Subsequently, I obtained a second promotion a year later in the new role I was given. I believe the favor came from the night Bishop Bempa ministered to me and shook my hands. Thank you for bringing Bishop Bempa and the opportunity to be blessed by him.
Tell your friend, you are next in line for a miracle. Oh, shake your head and say, it's going to happen. You are next in line. You are next in line. As we are preaching, any action, anything God tells you to do, do it, do it, do it, do it. Faith demands action, action, action. Tell your friend, do something to activate your faith.
God is able to do just what is there.
He will do. Lift your hands and wave it.
He's gonna fulfill every promise you. So don't give up on God.
Don't give up on God.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, o
Problem with your hearing and your eye, you can't see well. The Lord says I should lay hands on such people. Your ear will open. There is a lady here, your problem is in your left ear. Let her come, let her come. Let her come, come, come. How long have you had that problem? Stand up. Since your childhood, God is going to open your ears. Let it go. I command that spirit of deafness. Come out. Heal. Heal. Any other person? That's it for me. Why are you crying? What's his name? Benedict, Father, in the name of Jesus, send the angel of the Lord. Up! I'm not the one doing the healing. I'm just saying what God is saying. Father, in the name of Jesus. Clap! Heal! 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 You have a lot to do with your servant, Lord. Not now. Not now.
Hosanna Bukole. Hallelujah. Hosanna.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Hosanna Bukole.
Give me the oil, Hosanna. Give me the oil. Hosanna, look here, look here.
Hosanna Bukole.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hosanna.
Hosanna Boko. Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, let it come to pass. God is going to change you. Eh? He will change you. Your shoe will change. Everything will change. Everything will change. The family you are coming from is very hard. Very tough. Stand up. Stand up. Leave him. The man has entered into the realms of the spirit. Job Boy will be the latest millionaire we are about to see. Money has covered him. I can't see his shoe. I can't see his head. I can't see everything. You'll be there. What do you want? Miracle something. Prayers. I don't want to forget myself. Be blessed. Get a job. Get a job. Get a job. Miracle job. Wow. Miracle job. Miracle job. Miracle job. Miracle job. Miracle job. Miracle. Come here. You have a bomb. Put your mirror. Listen, when we pray for you, tell yourself you have a job already. And start deciding your offering. Abba. Take it, sister. Miracle job. Sir, come. Sit here. Sit here. Remove your shoes. You are about to wear golden shoes. Remove your socks too. I want to pray for you. I just want to anoint your feet. I don't know what is going to be, but suddenly, every human eye. You work with Israel Company. Okay, no problem. No problem.
I don't know how, I may not know when, He will do it again. You may not know how, you may not know when.
Yes, yes. Some of the things we do doesn't make sense, but don't be bothered. Tuck! Leave him off. Something very spiritual is happening. As this guy is lying on the floor now, the spirit has taken him to his village to go and dig a hole. And inside that hole is gold, diamond, and many, many things. Things that his father couldn't inherit. God is going to give all of them to him. You play for ladies. Father, thank you in the name. Are you very good? Which level are you? Jesus. Everybody wave your hands to the Lord. Tell your friend, your faith will bring you a testimony. And with faith, how many things are possible? How many things are possible?
Wow! Higham Faith Convention. Have you enjoyed it? Do you want more of those? Wow. We want to thank Bishop Bempa for this glorious and amazing evening. And thank you, Pastor Prince, and your lovely choir. God bless you. Oh, is that how you clap to show appreciation? What a fitting end. Season finale. But I tell you that there are going to be many more Highams. Each of them will bring you a special blessing. If you do, we'll start the praises again. Okay. Yeah, there's something called after party. So after the service, there will be after party. Uh-huh. That one is for those who are till daybreak type of people. But what a blessing. I think we should clap for the Lord. Just put your hands together, everybody in this room. Give God the praise. Give God the thanks. What a blessing He has been to us. And what a blessing He will continue to be. Remember that once you activate your faith, any mountain can be moved. So as you go from here, don't say it was faith convention that I was speaking faith. But this was supposed to be an injection for you to carry you through the rest of your life. So as you go home from here, still speak faith. Still trust in God. Still lock yourself in your faith to move every mountain of your life. God will come through for you. Clap your hands again.
We have no doubt that you have received a blessing from the Word of God preached by Bishop Eddie Addy. Do join either of our Victory Secret Services from the Macarius Church Headquarters, East Egon Hills, Accra, this and every Sunday at 7:30 and 10:30 a.m. Connect with Bishop Eddie Addy on Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you and lead you in a series of victories.